you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
LGBTQ. It is Friday, the 15th of September. Yes, it's the Ides of September 2017. And this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Ulksen, better known to you as the Point Grey Campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the Fringe Festival wraps up this weekend, and there's some other stuff opening this weekend as well. We'll talk about that, and we'll play some of the music that you can hear for free at the Fringe Club on Granville Island this weekend. And we'll also have the usual call board and lots and lots and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. And we're going to start things right off with, we're not going to do that. Okay, I got something lined up and it's disappeared on me. So we're going to try to find something else. All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to play our dear, dear friend, Mr. Nardwar and his band, The Evaporators. He's celebrating his 30th anniversary of being on radio. He's got a big thing coming up next week that I'll tell you all about, but first we're going to hear their song.
Sky.
Yeah, so that's Nardwuar and the Evaporators all celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Nardwuar, the Human Serviette Presents radio show that started right here on this very radio station in 1987. To celebrate the 30th anniversary, our friendly mouth wiper is going to be presenting Nardwuar's Video Vault, along with the Evaporators and another great band, Owl Empire. It's all happening next Saturday, the 23rd, at The Hall at Venables and Commercial. That's the bingo hall right there at the corner, the northwest corner. Yeah, that's right. It's an all-ages gig. It starts at 7:01 p.m. sharp. Tickets are $10. You can get them at Neptune, Red Cat, Zulu Records, and you can also get them here on the CITR website, citr.ca. There's a nardwuar.com. You can get them there, too. And that is going to be in conjunction with the 20-hour-long radio marathon that is going to be happening starting Thursday night at 9 o'clock, going all the way until 5 o'clock on Friday afternoon. So they're going to bump us. There'll be no Dave Radio next week, but in our place, you're hearing lots of stuff from interviews and events and all kinds of things that our dear friend Mr. Serviette has been doing for the last 30 years. So don't miss that. It's the Nardwuar 30th anniversary special, starting at 9 o'clock on Thursday night at CITR and ending on Saturday at the Hall at Venables and Commercial. So as we mentioned, the Fringe Festival is in full force right now. There's 3 days left, shows tonight, tomorrow, and Saturday. Last week, we talked mostly about what's happening in the Grandview area, the Satellite Fringe, or the Grandview Fringe, as I like to call it. And of course, our show, Obit, is doing very well. I think we had two sold-out shows and two close to sellouts. There's two shows left, one tomorrow at noon, and then our final one on Sunday night at 8:30. But there's lots and lots and lots of really great stuff happening there as well. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about some of the friends of the show that are involved in other productions, mostly in the Granville Island area. So stick around. We've got lots more for you. And now, of course, as I said, the Fringe Club is going in full force as well. That's happening. Free music every day, every evening at the Big Rock Brewery Fringe Club, which is down by the cement factory there at the north end of Old Bridge Road, right next to Creekside. No, the Creek House, that's what it's called. Creekside is something completely different. Anyway, one of the groups that's playing tonight, they're going to kick off at 8 o'clock tonight at the Fringe Club, is a great little funk band called Camaro 67. That's Camaro 67. They're going to be playing at the Big Rock Fringe Club tonight at 8 o'clock on Granville Island. And also tonight at, I've lost it. There we go. At 6 o'clock. So go see the play first and then go see Camaro 67. The play is Gutenberg the Musical, production by a couple of friends of the show, Chris Adams and Eric Gao, and a couple of fun guys who do a lot of great work around town, and this show is no exception. It's at the Carousel Theater studio space. That's right across, is it Anderson? Anyway, it's right across the road from the Fringe box office and the Waterfront Theater, the Carousel Theater space. Gutenberg the Musical getting underway tonight at 6 o'clock. And then once that's over, you head down to the Fringe Club and see the Camaro guys. Also playing tonight at the Fringe Club is this group. They're called Mazacote. Mazacote, who are playing at the Fringe Club tonight. Yeah, tonight. Yeah, they'll be starting at 9 o'clock at the Fringe Club on Granville Island. Other stuff that's going on around town. Tonight is opening night for Fighting Chance Productions' 11th season. And they are kicking things off this time around with Laura Wade's Posh. Posh is it's a Canadian premiere of a play that is an examination of power, privilege, and persuasion. Audiences are taken behind the scenes at a meeting of the Riot Club, an elite and secret dinner society composed of 10 of the brightest, boldest, and best students at Oxford University in England. It's they brought on Capilano University grad Alison Fournier to direct. And Allison says that it is fantastically written, wickedly funny, and gut-wrenchingly shocking. She's delighted to bring this piece to North America in our current climate. It has never been so poignant and timely as it is now. I wonder what that means. It's playing at the PAL Studio Theater in Cole Harbor. The first show is tonight at 8 o'clock, and it runs until the 29th of September. If you want to get more information, you can go to fightingchanceproductions.ca. Tickets are $15, and you can get them there. And I'm starting to feel a little gravelly in my voice there, so maybe I'll just play some more music and stuff. Well, we'll play some more music in a minute. Let's play this first.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition. Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
If you or someone you know is experiencing challenges with mental health, there are lots of peer and professional resources available at UBC and in the community.
Kaleidoscope is a peer-run mental health support group on campus that meets every Monday, except statutory holidays, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Buchanan Building B, Room 307.
You can visit our website for updated meeting times and additional mental health resources at the-kaleidoscope.com.
If you live in Vancouver and need immediate help, please phone Mental Health Emergency Services at 604-874-7307 or 1-800-SUICIDE for the rest of British Columbia.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The helpline number is 604-696-4666 or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
While we're speaking of AIDS, I went to see opening night of Angels in America Part 2, Perestroika, at the Stanley Theater on Wednesday night. And if you saw Part 1 and left a little confused, you might want to check out Part 2. It kind of wraps everything up for you. And I know I've heard some concern from folks that it's kind of long. It does run almost 4 hours. But there are two intermissions, and it is paced really well. I came out of it feeling refreshed and invigorated. And the intermissions are nicely timed so that you don't feel that you've been sitting there for too long, but you get a good chunk of information, and it wraps up things very well. Some fantastic performances, too, from folks like Ryan Beale, who I believe won a Jesse Award for playing this role in Part 1. Craig Erickson is also spectacular. Gabriel Rose, Lots of great folks in this play. Lots of great performances. Lois Anderson as the angel. Yeah, definitely want to check it out. It's it just started. It's going to be on for another, I think, three or four weeks at the Stanley. So Angels in America Part 2, certainly worth checking out. We're taking a look now at some more of the music that you can hear at the Fringe Club on Saturday now. This is Sam Tudor. They're going to be playing tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening, 6 o'clock, I think.
I'm confident that I know nothing. Talking to the hedge next door. Every single body hiding something. Doesn't matter anymore. Brain stealers, look at what you've done. That you're a building in construction, reaching for a higher place. Now the work is done, you still feel nothing. 20 floors of empty space. Brain stealers, look at what you've done. Brain stealers, what have I been? Tell myself while I was sleeping, someone took it all away. Even though I know the truth is stranger, I don't have the words to say. Brain stealers, look at what you've done. Brain stealers, what have I?
There you go. That's Sam Tudor, and he's going to be playing tomorrow at 8 o'clock at the Fringe Club on Granville Island. What else was I going to do here? I'm a little backed up, so we're just going to hit that button and this button here. Oh, yeah. Tonight is opening night at the Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock. The play is called The Christians, and it is, just give me a sec here. It's all on computer these days, these kids. All right, here we go. So the play is, it's the opening play of the new season for Pacific Theater. It's also the return of the great Alan Morgan, a Vancouver actor who has had to take some forced retirement, but is now happily back on stage. It's a play by Lucas Nath, and it's a drama about a pastor at a megachurch who has suddenly declared that their beliefs have changed, sending the whole congregation into a rift that could turn ugly. The story is about a community that suddenly becomes divided based on their fundamental beliefs, and yet they still maintain respectful dialogue. Could we learn something from this in current politics or social media? We have, as I said, veteran actor Alan Morgan in his return to the theater. And we also have a newcomer, Marion Barry, beginning her apprenticeship in this show. And so she, you know, two ends of the spectrum, a newcomer and a beloved veteran. The show runs from tonight until the 7th of October at Pacific Theater, which is, of course, at 12th and Hemlock. And tomorrow night, there's an event going on I've lost it again. I'm having a great day today. It's a back-to-school party happening at, never mind. Back-to-school Blitz, that's what it is. It's the SBC restaurant at Hastings in Maine, featuring music from the Shit Talkers, Good Time Charlie, and these guys, the great Hard Rock Miners. Hard Rock Miners. They're going to be playing at the SBC. Yeah, SBC, that's right. I am really not organized today at all. I'm just trying to play catch up all day long. Yeah, it's the Back to School Blitz at SBC Restaurant at Hastings in Maine. That's on tomorrow night. Tickets are only $10. Hard Rock Miners along with the Shit Talkers and Good Time Charlie, the Back to School Blitz. You don't want to miss it. Also on stage this weekend, there's just about a week left in the run of Mr. Foot's Other Leg, United Players production at the Jericho Arts Center. This is directed by our dear, dear friend, Sarah Rogers, and features some great actors in there with Francis Winter, Joel Garner, Kenton Nezu, Bethany Stanley, Simon Webb is in it too, another Vancouver veteran. It's set in Georgian London, which is sort of the mid-1700s. And in Georgian London, no one is more famous than Samuel Foote, satirist, impressionist, and dangerous comedian. He has become a star in the early days of celebrity culture. Adored by many, despised by some, Foote finds himself at the sharp end of attacks from the press and at a surgeon's knife. And in an age obsessed with fame, his colleagues from the worlds of science and the stage begin to wonder, does fame make you mad? It's riotously funny, based on an amazing true story, and it explores our obsession with celebrities and their rise and fall. And it's been getting great houses, so get your tickets now. It runs from now until the 24th of September at the Jericho Art Center, and that is Mr. Foot's Other Leg. So we're listening to some of the music that is playing on the Fringe Club circuit, the Big Rock Fringe Club on Granville Island during the Fringe Festival, which closes on Sunday night. Another act that's going to be performing tomorrow evening at 9 o'clock is Ray Spoon. Ray Spoon performing tomorrow night at the Fringe Club. One of the shows that's not on Granville Island that you want to check out is at the Fire Hall Arts Center, and that has two shows left. There's one tomorrow at 5:30 and one Sunday at noon. It's called Zex, and it follows six characters whose different beliefs about intimacy and relationships clash in bars and bedrooms as they try to navigate dating. It's written, directed, and co-produced by Devin McKinley, who is a dear friend of the show. And it's got a great young cast, including Maria Hassan, Caitlin Hill. I think that's Mariah Hassan. Thelonious Kim Marriott, Jacob Main, and Oliver Spilsbury. So that's happening at the Fire Hall as part of the Fringe Festival. Two shows left, one tomorrow at 5:30 and one at 12 o'clock. It's pronounced Zex. Or something like that. Anyway.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder. It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute. Just visit CITR.ca/discorder/contribute. You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live band swag, all types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar the Human Serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
He's a nasty, nasty guy. He's a liar.
Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
They call me
DJ Ray.
The late night show is the start of the weekend. Tune in every Saturday mornings from 12:30 a.m. to late, right after the medicine show. Email us, CITRLateNightShow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.
Yes, yes, gotta love it. We've got a new show on the radio here on CITR. Our music department has put together a 1 hour of new music. It's called Muzak for the Observant. It features the newest, freshest cuts from, it says from the station bowels, but that's kind of digestive. But also live interviews and occasionally some performances. Some artists will drop by and play some music for you. We've been sort of getting a taste of that for the last few weeks where bands have dropped in to do some playing for us. But now it's become official. So Muzak for the Observant starts today at 1 o'clock. On CITR 101.9 FM. We got time for one more piece of music. This is a group that's going to be playing at the Fringe Club on Sunday. They're playing from 3 to 6 p.m. It's the Tim Sars Trio.
Hey. 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 It's in the space between. Each moment is a chance. This melody of love, this rhythm is a dance. The architect of sound creates the perfect pitch, manipulates the time with tempo's sudden switch. And as the beat picks up, your body starts to move. This melody of love, this rhythm is a dance. It's in the space between. Each moment is a chance. This melody of love, this rhythm is a dance. Architect of sound creates the perfect pitch. swish. And as the beat picks up, your body starts to move. The soaring melody brightens up the mood. Like body and soul, the two work side by side. The beat is felt within, the song connects the mind.
Tim Saar is going to be playing at the Fringe Club Sunday afternoon from 3 till 6 o'clock. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Starting off with Fighting Chance Productions. Oh, this is a good one. It's Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson. You think Trump was bad? Wait till you find out about Andrew Jackson. They are looking for an actor to perform the role of Black Fox. So preferably someone of Aboriginal descent. The character is 18 plus, any gender. It's mostly an acting role, but the performer should be comfortable doing some singing on stage. A little bit of background. Black Fox is a Cherokee leader and later chieftain who actually worked with Andrew Jackson, I think he was the 12th president of the United States, often working against the Native American people for the benefit of Jackson. Black Fox is a strong, powerful presence at odds with himself over his choices to protect the Cherokee people. If you're interested in this role, you can send your headshot and resume to auditions at fightingchanceproductions.ca or go to Fighting Chance Productions to find out more. North Shore Light Opera Society looking for a director and a musical director for their production of Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods. It's happening in May of 2018 at the Centennial Theater. And you can look for Roger Nelson at the North Shore Light Opera Society for more information. Metro Theater's Christmas Panto is holding their auditions on Sunday the 17th at the Metro Theater on Marine Drive at the south end of Granville Street. This is the big deal with, the fairy princess and the two ugly stepsisters and the fairy godmother and the mice and the horses and all that stuff. So Cinderella is the panto this year. Oh, and the Prancing Hints. Yes, Rindersell and the Prancem Hinds. You've got to be at least 50 years old to get that joke. So the show itself is happening around Christmas time, December 15th to the 6th of January. The auditions are this Sunday, and the roles are open to all ethnicities. Vancouver Performing Stars doing a show called Oz at the Cult Historic next March. The auditions are on the 19th of September at 25th and Fraser, 3994 Fraser Street. I know it's not exactly 25th, but it's around there. They're looking for teens, anyone between the ages of 12 and 17. There's 4 male roles and 17 female roles. You can check out more by going to performingstars.ca. United Players is doing a Sondheim show as well. They're doing Merrily We Roll Along. It is produced by United Players, directed by Ryan Mooney. The show itself is running in early 2018, January 19th to February 11th. The auditions are happening tomorrow, 11 o'clock, and they're looking for a large cast of singers and actors ranging in ages from 20 to 50. You can go to unitedplayers.ca, no, .com. Yeah, unitedplayers.com to find out more information about that. Royal City Musical Theatre is doing Cabaret for their spring production in 2018, and they're holding their auditions this weekend and next is September 17th, 24th, and the 1st of October. So if you want to find out more about that, go to royalcitymusicaltheatre.com. Open Heart Theater is doing Teachers. It's a brand new play by Barbara Ellison. It's set in 1990. Canadian High School's social studies department is moribund. I love that word. Until a student teacher arrives. The student teacher is Jo. She's 33 years old and desperate for a job. She must negotiate the snake pit, but at a terrible cost. So if you're interested in being part of this play, it's going to be at the Jericho Arts Center in February and March of next year. The auditions are at the Playwrights Theatre Center in Chinatown, and that is happening on the 23rd of September. Mid-20s Theatre Society doing Above the Hospital by Bohan Bridge, and that's happening in January. The auditions are to be scheduled, but they're looking for submissions by email. It's a little bit convoluted, but what will happen is you send an email to mid20stheater@gmail.com with your resume and headshot. If you're selected, you'll be contacted and given a monologue or a scene to record, and then your self-tape will be submitted by the 27th of September, and then the auditions will be selected from that. The play itself, it's a 90-page naturalist work that contains strong language and depicts drug use, non-toxic smoke effects, mild sexual contact, and psychological violence. They're looking for 3 men in their early to mid-20s and 3 women in their late teens to early to mid-20s. So that's Mid-20s Theatre Society if you want to know more about that. Two Fly Productions doing Little Miss Glitz, a play that did quite well at the Fringe a couple of years ago, and it is back for a full production at Performance Works in March of next year. The auditions are at the end of this month, September 29th and 30th, and this is a satire about childhood beauty pageants, but all the characters would be played by adults. They pride themselves on being a equal opportunity theater company, and they encourage submissions from all artists with all cultural backgrounds. Deadline for submission is today, if you are selected, you'll be asked to come prepared with a song for your full audition. Twofly.ca is their website. We've got ABB Collective doing Fool for Love by the late Sam Shepard. That's happening in February of next year at the Shop Theater, which has moved, and I'm not sure where it is anymore, but you'll find out. The auditions are happening in October at the Playwrights Theater Center in Chinatown, 739 Gore Avenue. They are looking for 3 actors, Eddie, a 30s rodeo cowboy, Martin, also in their 30s, charmingly naive, and an old man who is surly and eloquent. Yeah, I could go for that. So if you want to know more about that, you can email your headshot and resume to abbartistcollective@gmail.com. And one last one, Metro Theater is doing a play called Murder by the Book, and that's going to be happening in January The auditions are in October, looking for two female, three male actors with English accents. So if you want to know, if you want to get more details on these or other audition notices, you can find them at VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library website at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like to have read on the air, you can share it here on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can email us at DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Okay, we still have a little bit of time, so we can play some more music. Here's a guy we discovered last week at the Fringe Club, and no, he's not. He doesn't want to come up. So, I can get him this way. As I said, we discovered him at the Fringe Club last week and really enjoyed his music, so we're going to hear him again. This is Brian O'Brien.
Your hips upon this nothing afternoon. It's pleasure pain for your babe. It's pleasure pain for your boo. It took the sacred heart of Jesus to put the virgin back in you. It's pleasure pain for your babe. It's pleasure pain for your boo. And you could have cured a man from innocence, but you laid with me instead. It's pleasure pain for your babe. It's pleasure pain for your boo. Where thieves would burn the lonely empires and the promise of its place. It's pleasure pain for your babe. It's pleasure pain for your boo. For he among who came from Eleanor, and she among them isn't sure if he's the youngest of her students or just a letter from the war. It reads no son of hers will ever live to wear a lover's crown of thorns. There are women losing battles, but there are good men being born of Eleanor. On her body, you taste it, honest on her lips. It's pleasure pain for your babe. It's pleasure pain for your boo. The price is 30 silver pieces to unravel at her hips. It's pleasure pain for your babe. It's pleasure pain for your boo. You know her Judas knew it too, as a victim of desire. It's pleasure pain for your babe. It's pleasure pain for your boo. For now her Christ ain't saving no one from the embers of the fire. It's pleasure pain for your babe. It's pleasure pain for your boo. Now she among me knows no Eleanor. She among me isn't sure if I am just one of many letters or holy blood upon the door. And she acknowledges the ceremony in the pageantry of war. But she'd rather see the battle than see a good man.
And that's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. You can send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com, and please remember to like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments in the past, you can check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Stick around. Up next is Muzak for the Observant, a new show from our music department, followed by Radio Zero at 2, and then at 3:30, it's Napkin Boy with Nardwuar the Human Serviette Presents. And speaking of which, next week is the big 30th anniversary marathon broadcast of Nardwuar's greatest hits, interviews, ambushments, and bewilderments. It all starts Thursday at 9 and goes nonstop until his regular time on Friday afternoon, which means Dave Radio will not be here next week. And then in 2 weeks, we'll also be preempted. There's a special live broadcast of a conversation between Dr. Santa Ono and a student group. And that'll be heard live right here at noon on the 29th. So Dave Radio will get a much-deserved break and be returning in 3 weeks at this same time. Thanks a lot for listening. Enjoy the final weekend of The Fringe. Still tickets available for Obit at noon tomorrow and 8:30 on Sunday. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye-bye.
to do is wash your clothes. I don't want to keep